This is Apollo Control. We join the conversation in progress with Apollo 15 through Goldstone.
Through 27 on the checklist, the docking probe is out. Looks good. And standing by for a sequence arm and a logic check when you're ready.
Roger, we can do that now. Go ahead.
Okay, logic 1 on now, logic 2 on now.
Logics are good, you go for power on.
Okay, and we had one other little one. At about an hour, we noticed that the primary and secondary propellant isolation valves on Quad Delta were barber pole. We cycled the switch, and they're now gray, and the RCS checks okay.
Roger. I have a TLI plus 90 and liftoff plus 8 abort pads when you're ready.
Could you stand by one, please, Gordon?
Okay.
Getting a little UV here. Okay, Gordo, I'm ready for the TLI pad.
Okay, this is the TLI plus 90 abort pad, Jim.
Okay.
TLI plus 90, SPS slash GNN. Mound 47 is 66938. Minus 052. Plus 190. GT for ignition is 004 19 56 99. Mount 81 minus 04254 plus 401 plus 49217. Attitude 180 166 002. HA is NA. HP plus 00210. 49401. 634. 49208. Sexton star is 40. 0795. 359er. Foresight star NA. Noun 61 plus 1604 minus 03000. 109er 90. 344 9er 2. GET for 05G, 0174358. GDC aligned stars are Deneb and Vega. 112 128 356. No LH. Go ahead. Houston. Apollo 15, Houston, over. Apollo 15, Houston, we're not reading you. Over.
Okay, Houston, there's a breakup in a VHF, and Jim lost some of the first part of the transmission. Could you go through it again?
Okay, just what do you need?
Yeah, 947 through roll, pitch, and yaw.
Okay, Jim, 947 is 669-38. Minus 052. Plus 190. Noun 33-004. 19. 569-9. Noun 81. Minus 04254. Plus 00001. Minus 49217. Correction on Delta VZ is a plus 49217. Roll pitch and yaw are 180, 166, 002. Go ahead.
Okay, read back for TLI plus 90, SPS, GNN, 66938 minus 052 plus 190, 004195699 minus 04254 plus 00001 plus 49217, 180166002, NA plus 00210, 49401, 634, 49208, 40795, 359, NA plus 1604, minus 03000, 10990, 34492, 0174358, Denman Vega, 112128, 356, and no mileage.
Okay, Jim, your readback is correct. Liftoff plus 8 pad is 00800-6076 minus 175-02706. Go ahead.
Roger, 00800-6076 minus 175 and 02706.
Roger, and I have the TLI pad when you're ready for that one.
Five 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 10401.
15 Houston, we have a question regarding the primary and secondary isolation valve. Over.
Go ahead.
We're wondering if you happened to just notice them, barber pole, at 1 hour, or did you notice them close at 1 hour? Over.
No, we just noticed that they were closed at an hour. Apparently in the shuffle here, somebody probably bumped the one switch, which would do it.
Roger, you don't, you can't tie them to any other action or event there then, is that right?
Negative.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Houston, IU uptail to block. We have put in a second IU nav vector based on stateside data.
Tail to block.
Houston, we'd like approve and accept. 15 Houston, are you up to the block? You have a new state vector now?
Roger. CM Uptel going to block.
Roger, my mistake. Also have a short update for your TLI checklist ordeal angles because of a slight performance difference in the S4B.
Okay, go ahead, Gordon.
Okay, on the launch checklist page, L2-30, bottom of the page, tell me when you have it.
Go ahead, Gordon.
At 56 minutes, flew FDAI number 1 to pitch equals 17 degrees rather than 16. And at the top of the next page, ensure FDAI number 1 pitch equal 14 degrees rather than 13. Over.
Roger, copied 17 degrees instead of 16. And 14 instead of the 13.
Okay, and then on the next page, 2-32, at 59.55, change 7 degrees to 8 degrees. Ensure FDAI number 1 pitch equal 8 degrees.
Copy, 8 degrees.
One more on the cue card for TLI, down slightly below the middle. It's the long cue card that the CDR uses at 54 minutes. The 24 degrees should be changed to 25 degrees. Ordeal 300 lunar, 25 degrees.
Okay, we've got that, 25 degrees.
And then there'll be a 1 degree difference on the rest of the ordeal numbers.
Okay, looks like they all fit.
That's it. Apollo 15 Houston, we're about to LOS. Nothing further. We'll see you at Carnarvon at 225 GET.
Roger, 225.
This is Apollo Control. Apparently we have had loss of signal through the Vanguard tracking ship in mid-Atlantic. During that pass over the United States, the numbers for the upcoming translunar injection maneuver was passed up, were passed up to the crew. This maneuver slightly over an hour from now. Planned at 2 hours 50 minutes ground elapsed time. The burn lasting 5 minutes 55 seconds with the S4B third stage. Place the spacecraft into trajectory toward the moon. We'll increase the velocity by some 10,414 feet per second. Measurement of the Apollo 15 Earth orbit as it passed over the Texas tracking station. The displays here in Mission Control showed the present orbit at 96.5 by 93.8. During the launch phase, the heart rates of the crew of Apollo 15 were 110 for Scott, 104 for Worden, and 115 for Irwin. We'll be communicating with the crew of Apollo 15 through the Carnarvon station at ground elapsed time of 2 hours 24 minutes and some odd seconds, and almost continuous communications through Araya or Apollo range instrumented aircraft between Carnarvon and Hawaii tracking station. The TLI burn begins just about the commencement of the pass over Hawaii, and at 1 hour 51 minutes ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.